play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. And by Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
First conference game of the 2019 portion of the schedule, and the Silver Streaks have back-to-back road games tonight and next Friday night that are about as tough as it gets in any given year. Wharton Fieldhouse tonight, Quincy next week, and again, the Quincy game with the United Township has already been postponed because of the weather. Rock Island does play Alleman tonight. Meanwhile, here the Maroons are 15-2. They'll start, we talk about the big three, and you heard Coach Sean Taylor say in our pregame interview, they start five seniors. The big three, though, are Brody Harding, Drew Weimers, and Deontay Billups. You heard Coach Mike Reynolds say in his pregame interview, Billups averaging 25 points a game. They also start Trayton Lamphere and Jabari Rogers. For the Silver Streaks, continue to just mix it up just a little bit. Don't quite have the same starting five consistently. But again, it's become much more of a matchup, an individual game kind of situation, along with the emergence of Mitchell Sampson as the defensive specialist that we saw him become down at the Taylorville tournament. So Nick Fields, Sampson, Keith Cunningham, Justin Endoff, and Jalen McCants, the starting five for the Silver Streaks here tonight. Sophomores fell by a final of 72-66. Getting ready to announce the Moline starters here tonight. Steve Cheeseman, I look back at the two games from last year, and really all it took was just looking at the running score, and the bad memories came back very, very quickly. The game at John Thiel Gym, the first meeting between these two teams a year ago on this Friday night, Brody Harding was red hot in the first quarter, came out knocking down just about every shot he took. In fact, I think the only shot he missed in that first quarter was about a half-court three-quarter or a three-point heave. Otherwise, he knocked down 10 points in the first quarter. About halfway through the second quarter, the Streaks were down 27-4. That's what this team is capable of doing. 27-4 was the Moline lead at that game. Then we came up here to Wharton Fieldhouse, and it was a battle through the first two quarters. But in that game, Harding, Billups, and Weimers, the three guys we keep talking about here tonight, did not start in that game. And as you know, that can disrupt the rhythm of a team from time to time.
We were about out of gas, too, if I recall. That was all the games in the 4 days or five days as well.
That's right. And the Streaks ended up losing that one up here 66-52. So here, the Silver Streaks win the tip. Mitchell Sampson on the left elbow.
And I think Mitchell's going to be key here tonight, especially defensively, Brad.
Gives it to McCants, dribbling out high at the volleyball line, trying to work against Weimers, cut off in the lane. Gives it right side to Sampson. Now back to Jalen on the right wing. Again, Silver Streaks girls playing on WGIL. There's a spin by McCants. Couldn't finish off the shot. Deontay Billups with the rebound in the lane. Quick jumper other end. Won't go down for Harding, but the offensive rebound by Weimers. Pulls it back out, and they'll take another crack at it.
And they got up the floor in a hurry.
Up top, Lamphere. Left side, it goes to Rogers. Now into the corner. Harding pulls it back out. Right side, Billups. He's going to shoot the three over Sampson. Missed it, and the weak side rebound pulled down by McCann. So two cracks at it for Moline. No score, just underway. A minute into the game. Streaks turn it over. Stolen away by McCants. Weimers with the layup at the other end, and Moline on top, 2-0. Again, Silver Streaks girls playing on WGIL at Morton. Streaks are down 52-11 in that game. 52-11. Now there's a piece of something on the floor, so a stoppage of play, like part of a shoelace or something, right about 5 feet out in front of the Moline bench. So the Streaks will inbound now, half court, opposite of us. here on our courtside view behind the scoring table at Wharton Fieldhouse. Never looked so good at the age of 90. And Keith Cunningham gets called for traveling. Moline disrupted the dribble. Cunningham went down to the floor for the ball, picked it up, got called for traveling, and that's the streak's second turnover.
And we're off to a little bit of a choppy start here. We need to take a deep breath here, get ourselves collectively together. Starts right here on the defensive end here.
Rock Island leading Alleman 20-18 after the first quarter in the other Western Big Six Conference game tonight against Quincy and UT, postponed because of the weather. We're a minute and a half in here. Moline with a 2-0 lead. Weimer's right wing drains a three, and he's got all five.
You're going to have to get a hand, a hard hand up and challenge in his face.
Again, they got three guys who consistently can knock down points.
And he's a long-range shooter, especially off the pass.
Nick Fields, McCants, left side Sampson. Now Mitchell puts the ball on the floor a couple of times. Passes it up top to Cunningham. Fakes right, stops at the free throw line. Cut off by Harding. Gets it away to Endoff. Open three off the front of the rim, and the rebound bounces out of bounds back to the Maroons. Now looking real good here early on. Silver Streaks have had these kinds of starts.
And weather the storm. Weather the storm here on the road against a really good ball club that's running on all cylinders here. And just try to weather the storm here and then get yourself together.
Into the front court, Harding trying to work around Fields. Two baseball studs going at it there. Harding bound for the University of Illinois to play baseball. And the Maroons pull it back out into the hands of Harding on the far sideline. 2.5 minutes into the game, 5-0 Moline. Up top, Lamphere. Left side it goes over to Jabari Rogers. Shoots over end off, knocks down a 17-footer. Well, they were 0-for-2 on their first offensive possession and are perfect since then, leading 7-0. McCants will bring it up in front of the scoring table along the near sideline. Right side pass to Cunningham. The lane is open if the Streaks can find an opening in there. Skips it left side over to
Mitchell. That's what I was talking about, being aggressive. Go to Jalen. Let Jalen work on Weimers here defensively.
Jalen down the right side of the lane. Gets caught up by Weimers. Step back shot won't go down. Weak side rebound Mitchell. Blocked from the backside as
being
he goes
good
up
and
for
aggressive.
The follow. And he goes for two free throws here on the foul fronted by Jabari Rogers. Weimers got the block from the backside. But the official says Jabari Rogers on the reach on the front side of Sampson, and Mitchell goes to the line for only the 11th time this season. He's 7 out of 10 coming in, looking for the Streak's first point of the game, and it's off the back rim, pops up and drops through.
Always friendly rims here at Wharton Fieldhouse. And Mitchell has the ability to, he's a strong kid, he's athletic, he has size, he can go inside and outside, and he can get on the offensive glass and get his points.
3 minutes into the game, Mitchell gets a very similar free throw.
You'll take
on the
those.
Second one.
You'll take those.
First points of the game for the Streaks. Still looking for their first basket. Down five. Under 5 minutes to play opening quarter. Billups works around a screen down the left side. Switches hands.
That was
on
awfully
the way
easy
up.
There.
Got it up and in. Using the body to protect the shot. Laying it up with the right hand from the left side inside of Jalen McCants.
And very smooth.
9-2 Moline. Cunningham on the outside. Directing traffic, pulls it back out to Nick Fields between the circles. Nick backs up into the midcourt circle. Bounce pass left side over to Cunningham on the far side. Into the left corner, Mitchell. Sampson feeds it on the inside. McCants trying to create some space on the baseline. Back to Sampson. Drives, cut off, kicks it back out. McCants on the wing, pulls it back out.
Good defense here. Half-court man-to-man defense by Moline.
Eric Price is into the game for the Silver Streaks with Endoff out. Sampson pulls the dribble out high. We're halfway through quarter number one. 9-2 is the lead. And a whistle. We got an illegal screen. Set away from the ball. Nope, timeout.
Timeout by the Streaks.
Okay, a full timeout for Coach Mike Reynolds. Again, halfway through quarter number one. 9-2 is the Moline lead. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Pure Rock 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Honey, you remember that movie we watched the other night?
Uh-huh.
What was the name of that actor?
Oh, it was 343-1558.
Hey, can you tell me how to get downtown from here? I'm a little lost.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, it's 343-1558.
Excuse me?
When someone saves your bacon on a cold winter day, you don't forget it.
Bob, repeat after me. I take Susie to be my lawfully wedded wife.
I do know the number, 343-1558.
Fixing everything but debts on Grand Avenue. It's Boland's. Call 343-1558.
Galesburg High School Basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on the Laser.
9-2 is the Moline lead, halfway through quarter number one. This is not a timeout to stop the momentum. This is a timeout to reset, would you not say, Steve?
Yeah, and Mike Reynolds challenged his ball club here to step up and match their aggressiveness and their confidence here. We're a little choppy offensively, and it's more of a choppiness of being unsure and lacking confidence, and that's not part of what our MO is here. So it was really a timeout to reset that and remind us of that not so gentle a way.
Keith Cunningham left side. Three-pointer rattles in and out. Good-looking shot, but just wouldn't fall through the hoop. Jabari Rogers with the rebound. Back comes Moline. In the left corner is Zidane Sterling, a junior into the game. Now up top, Billups driving around Sampson. We got a foul on the floor against Mitchell. A little push to stop the dribble drive by Billups, and that's the first of the game on Sampson and on the Silver Streaks.
Billups can get to the rim. He's so smooth. They tried this lob and died.
Nice
and he defended
denial.
It nicely.
Yeah, Mitchell got up there. They tried to get it to Billups over Mitchell. And now on the other end, a collision as Nick Fields drives down the left side of the lane. Weimer's trying to draw the charge, and it's a blocking foul instead. And that'll be the first of the game on the Moline Maroon.
I like that. Being aggressive to the rim. We have to be aggressive. Fight fire with fire here.
And it started on the defensive end with Mitchell denying that lob on
creating,
the inbound.
Making a play.
And Nick is going to get free throws here, too. I wasn't sure he was in the act of shooting. And I don't know what Sean Taylor is more upset about, the offensive foul called or the fact that Nick gets to shoot free throws here. Second one up and in, and the Streaks are 4-for-4 from the free throw line. And that's where all of their points have come from. 3.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Galesburg down 5. Billups now will bring it across midcourt. Dribbling to the right side. Sampson cuts him off at the high post.
Much better there, containing him beautifully there.
Mike Reynolds said, got to stay in front of him. Now around the screen. Harding shoots over Fields. Left side, shot rolls off. Rebound falls free to the far corner into the hands of Rogers for the Maroons. Now up top, Billups with it. Again, trying to work around a Weimer screen. Sampson fights through it. Billups drives. Little lob up with the right hand, won't go down. Ball poked out of the hands of Cunningham. Chased down into the front court by Eric Price. Eric up top to Cunningham. Keith to the right side. Gets it off to Sampson on the elbow. Now back down low to Keith. Posts up. Jumper in the lane. Well short. Rebound deflected around. Billups has it.
And a good move. Just didn't figure it out. Or just didn't finish it off there. And it's a simple move inside in the low post. You don't have time for anything else.
9-4. Jumper left corner. Rogers' three-pointer won't go down. McHance on the weak side had a hand on it, but it got knocked out of his hands. And Rogers controls for Moline. 9-4, the Moline lead. Billups drives and floats it up with the right hand, banks it in.
And Brad giving him too many second chance opportunities, and that time they converted.
Got him with 3 offensive rebounds, I believe, do they not?
Yes.
11-4, Moline. Streaks still looking for their first basket, down 7, 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Fields tries to knock it down, free throw line jumper off the mark. Billups with his third rebound. Streaks are cold. Here's Billups on the left side. Fakes a 3, drives around to the left side. Baseline takes it all the way. 13-4 Moline.
Got no help there from the weak side there as he went baseline.
Mitchell tried to get there, got there a step too late, and Billups reacted. Here's a jumper in the lane. Cunningham shot rattles out. Another good-looking shot with a teardrop, but it just wouldn't go down. Keith's had 2 of those that just wouldn't go down. Now Harding around the screen on the up and under on the opposite side. Won't go down. And Cunningham controls the rebound. Minute 20 to go, first quarter. Streaks down 9. Sampson on the elbow. Inside pass.
Good entry
Cunningham
pass.
And he got it.
Entry pass, dump it down inside there, and you've got a favorable matchup there.
Minute 12 to go in the first quarter. Streaks get their first basket. Rogers went for the steal on that little entry pass, and once Keith collected it, he had an easy step to the basket. Now the give and go to Billups, and it's up and off the mark. Offensive rebound put back. That won't go down. And McCants with the defensive rebound. Had 2 good looks at it at the other end. Streaks dodged a bullet. Now they miss 2 shots. Third shot won't go down on the third follow by Keith Cunningham. And he gets fouled on the putback, so Keith will get 2 free throws. They're going to call that one a hack on the arm by Sterling. And that's a 13 foul on Moline. 46 seconds to go, first quarter. And Cunningham shooting free throws. Keith eyes it, 66% of the season, hits the first one. Well, Streaks getting points.
And that time much better as we crashed the board.
Here.
Yes, We crashed the offensive board there in glass, and we had second chance opportunities, and we're going to score off those. We have to be able to limit them to one shot, which we haven't thus far, and we have to be able to get second chance points on our end.
Moline was in the lane, and there's the lane violation. Billups on the left low block was holding, was leaning, was trying to stay back, but he couldn't prevent it. Cunningham missed the free throw, so he gets another chance. 46 seconds to go, 13-7 Moline. And the Streaks girls game has gone final as they get, and boy, everybody's into the lane this time. Looked like Billups kind of baited Eric Price to jump into the lane. So that goes as a turnover, the Streaks third. And it denies an opportunity for more points at the free throw line. 60-16, the final for Morton as the Streaks fall to two really good teams two nights in a row. Final 35 seconds of the opening quarter here at Moline. Maroons up six, a drive in the lane. Billups inside the free throw line, soft jumper.
Just
puts
tip your cap there. Wonderful move there to get into the lane and hit a mid-range pull-up.
He's got eight. Weimers has five. Moline leads 15-7. Down to the final 16 seconds. McCants on the left side. Streaks want to try to execute here and get off a final shot successfully. 8 seconds to go. Cunningham on the outside. Bounce pass, Anderson down low. McCants spins away from his man. Shot won't go down. Weimers with a rebound. Heaves one from three-quarter court, and it's over the backboard. 15-7 Moline after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL, WGIL.com, and 92.7 Pure Rock FM, the Lazy.
It only happens once a year. It's red tag clearance time at Bob Lindsay Cars. Shop their lot at your convenience day or night as all vehicles will be clearly marked in the windshield, or check out the inventory online at BobLindsayCars.net. Save hundreds of dollars on a great selection of vehicles. Receive a free auto check report. And don't forget, they'll buy your trade even if you don't buy a car from them. It's the red tag clearance event going on now from the dealer you've grown to trust, Bob Lindsay Cars, just north of Arby's on Henderson Street in Galesburg.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
The Galesburg-Burlington Credit Union in Galesburg is currently seeking a full-time teller clerk. Completed application and resume must be returned to the credit union by February 5th. To see duties, benefits, skills, and experience needed, go to galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on the Laser.
1 quarter gone at Wharton Fieldhouse. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Nick Simpson, our broadcast engineer, here on Pure Rock 92.7 FM, the Laser. Moline with a lead and a basket to start off quarter number two. Trayton Lamphier with a hesitation drive in the lane, and then gets freed up inside of Keith Cunningham. 17-7 Moline, early second quarter.
And we've given up a number of layups, and I know that's not to Coach Reynolds' liking. They're now trapping.
Cunningham pulls up, high post, well short. Rebound, Nate Johnson checked into the game at the quarter break. Silver Streaks not knocking down any shots. 1-for-10 in the first quarter. Now Billups loses the handle on the dribble. Cunningham with the steal, leads to Fields in a layup at the other end, and the Streaks score in transition. Only their second basket of the game off a Moline turnover. 45 seconds into the second quarter, Streaks down eight.
And we've got to be able to do that off turnovers, but more importantly off of missed shots and limiting them one shot.
Johnson,
they can shoot the ball where they don't want to shoot it.
Billups almost lost a handle on it out of bounds, gets it back to the free throw line, and Lamphier knocks down, circles her ball around.
And a wide open free throw basically there.
And he's got both baskets here for the Maroons to start off quarter number two. 10-point Moline lead, a minute 10 into the second quarter. Cunningham, trapped, gets it away to Fields with McCants, Price, and Anderson on the floor. Nick shoots the three and hits, and he's got all five of the points for the Streaks in the second quarter. He's got more baskets by himself than the Streaks do as a team. 19-12, quick shot inside. McCants steals it away. Jalen with a dribble into the front court, down the lane, lobs it up, missed it, rebound tip, won't go, ball knocked out of bounds, back to Moline.
And I like that. We pushed the ball up the floor that time. They got back in transition. And we got a good look at it and just didn't convert. We've got to make them work a little harder down here on the offensive end. We're giving them a lot of easy looks.
19-12, Harding, Weimers. In fact, the five starters back into the game. And a blocking foul on the far side. Weimers took it right at Eric Price. And that's the first of the game on Eric, second on the Silver Streaks.
And I'm hoping, and I know this is going to happen, as Eric plays more basketball at this level, he's going to educate himself and know that in that situation, Weavers is going to go baseline, and he's got to play that right hand.
And then Price going for the steal on the inbound, slaps it out of bounds. 19-12 Maroons, just over 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Harding, right of his own basket, inbounds to Weimers. Catch, quick three from the corner.
That's a tough one there.
He's got eight. 2 3-pointers. Back to a 10-point lead for the Maroons at 22-12. Anderson, Fields in the backcourt. Cunningham, McCants, Price in the front court. Now Nick gets it across the timeline. Still with the dribble at the volleyball line. Price comes out to help him out. Front end of the Moline bench. Head fake on the three at the top of the arc. Gives it left side over to McCants. Jalen up top, soft pass, deflected off of Rogers, off of Nick Fields, out of bounds. Fourth Galesburg turnover.
And again, we're just a little tentative in terms of attacking here.
Yeah, Moline's jumping those passing lanes,
yeah,
and it's throwing
and we're
us
telegraphing
off
them, and they're soft and sitting, you know, right into their play, right into their hands there.
2.5 minutes into the second quarter, Streaks down 10. Around a screen, Billups in the lane.
Tough call there.
Pretty hard on the shot, going up with a right-hand runner. And that'll be the third team foul on the Streaks and the second of the game on Price. So Price has two of the three Galesburg team fouls. How long before Mitchell Sampson comes back into the game? Mike Reynolds looks his direction, not making the change just yet. Billups to the free throw line. This is their first free throw of the night. Talked about what an important, in the pregame, about what an important part of their game that is. Billups with nine now as he knocks down the first free throw. 23-12, Moline.
And, Brad, they haven't had to shoot a lot of free throws. Things have been pretty easy for them. Certainly uncharacteristic defense.
Misses the second one. Rebound off the hands of Rogers back to the Silver Streaks. No changes for the Streaks with that second foul on Price.
And they're picking us up, extending the defense man-to-man a little bit.
5:20 to play for the half. Fields in the backcourt working against Rogers. Now gets it across midcourt. Bounce pass down low. Price, jump stop in the lane. Up with the left hand short. Fell down. No foul. Billups with the rebound. Up court quickly. Harding shoots. Hits from the top of the arc. And I thought his foot was on the line. Did they call that a two? They did.
They gave him a two-point field goal there.
25-12. Moline by 13. Fields trying to shake his man on the right wing, covered up, skips it back out. That's the first basket of the game for Brody Harding. He has two. Billups leads with 11. Weimers with eight. Trayton Lamphere with four. They had pretty good balance here early. Cunningham drives and a blocking foul called on Jabari Rogers. Got to the baseline, but a half step too late. That's the second foul of the game on Jabari Rogers.
Good aggressive move by Keith there as he tried on the right wing to get to the baseline and get a power slide in there. Good work there. That's the kind of aggressiveness we need there on the offensive end.
Lob on the inbound to nobody. Stolen away by Zidane Sterling. Fifth Galesburg turnover. 13-point Moline lead. 4.5 minutes to go first half. Streaks need to get something going.
McCants is on Billups now out front. See if he can contain him here.
Billups trying to get around. Jalen cuts him off at the high post. Leaves it back to Weimers for another three.
And Weimers is a premier shooter. And his range is deep.
16-point Moline lead. Galesburg timeout with 4:19 to go here in this first half. Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Moline tonight. And once again, traveling in a 2016 Nissan Murano. Again, a chance to remind you also about the great deal with the lifetime warranty available on new vehicles and certified pre-owned vehicles as well. Anything under 80,000 miles. Terrific deal. No additional cost to you with that lifetime warranty available at Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty next to the Sandberg Mall, or what's left of it, in Galesburg.
And this vehicle we're driving tonight, about 23,750, I believe it was, and it runs beautifully. It's a good-looking car. And again, this lifetime warranty, you can't beat it anywhere.
All right, so I've got Moline shooting 5 out of 5 in the second quarter, correct?
Yes.
12 out of 21 for the game. Silver Streaks, meanwhile, 2 out of 6 for the quarter and 3 out of 17 for the game.
Yes. Those numbers just don't add up to being anything good for the team we're rooting for.
Doesn't matter where you play. Doesn't matter whether it's a conference game or not. Tough to win those kinds of games. And, again, I think it's indicative, Steve, of of how well Moline's offense is running and how hard it's been for the Silver Streaks.
They're extremely confident and playing with just a lot of purpose, poise, and believe in what they're doing.
16-point Moline lead. Sampson on the dribble out high. Billups trying to go for the steal. Now Mitchell briefly
and
kicks
the ball.
Their defense
has been outstanding here. Yep, they've taken us out of what we're trying to
do. Here's an opening for Cunningham. Drives short on the right-hand shot. Tip won't go. Finally, the third attempt by Jalen McCants.
And that's good work there on the glass by the Streaks.
So that breaks a little bit of momentum for Moline. 28-14 is the Maroons' lead. Harding wanted to go backdoor to Weimers. Now with a hesitation dribble down to the baseline, cut off by Fields. Gets it to Rogers. No looks at left side. Sterling stumbled in the lane, got the shot off, and the shot dribbles around and falls to the rim.
And everything's going in right now for them. That was good defense that time, and they got a break and rolled in.
Haven't missed in the quarter. They lead by 16 with 3:15 to go in the half. Left side, Fields drives inside the free throw line. Kicks it out to Sampson. Fakes right, goes left, baseline. Slips, falls, travel called. 6 Galesburg turnovers. Nate Johnson back into the game for Moline, giving Rogers a breather. Sterling stays on the floor, along with Weimers, Harding, and Billups. 30-14 is the Moline lead. They won the sophomore game as well, 72-66.
And Brad, for us to work ourselves back in the game here, it's going to have to start on this end here. We're going to have to really make them work and push them out of their comfort zone here and get stops.
Good ball movement, lots of screens in the half court. Weimers
much
drives.
Better.
And can't finish off the shot. A collision with a teammate. Streaks rebound it. Other end, McCants loses the handle on the ball. And then an athletic move in the air gets the tip up and in with a left arm behind him.
Just keep the thing going to the basket.
30-16. Ball knocked away. McCants comes out with it. Silver Streaks trying to put a little run here with 2.5 minutes to go in the half. Jalen steps back. 18-footer. Knocked it down. Jalen's got 6 in the quarter and for the game.
I like it. Let's go here. Dig in here defensively.
30-18 is the Silver Streaks deficit. 2:15 to go, second quarter. Around a screen. Illegal
screen
set
on
by Brody Harding. That's his first. And the 5th Moline turnover now. And the Streaks trying to, like I said, string something together here, build some momentum. Billups is going to get a breather. Lamphere back into the game for the Maroons. Fields will inbound just inside a three-quarter court on the opposite side from us. With McCants, Sampson, Price, and Cunningham.
It would be great to get this to single digits here in this possession.
Left side, Mitchell, near the sideline. Dribbling right a couple of times, crosses over back to the left. Now down to the baseline, Keith posting up, runs into a triple team, and Weimer strips it right out of his hands. Leads a break to the other end. A collision down the lane, and a travel call. They've had 5 turnovers in this quarter, 6 for the game. And it's prevented Moline from being able to put together any kind of a run. There was contact in the lane with McCants going down the lane. Weimers ran into him trying to draw the charge, and now a blocking foul called on Nate Johnson as Nick Fields wisely dribbling into him and initiating the contact himself. And that's
and a good call by the official
Johnson.
There. He was all over Johnson, all over Nick there and not guarding him and impeding his progress with his body, and that's a foul.
So now Billups quickly back into the game. Weimers gets a rare breather, 1:47 to go. The next foul will put the Streaks into the bonus as we wind down the first half. Fields on the inbound, Sampson out high for it near half court. 30-18 Moline. Sampson on the dribble at the volleyball line to McCants. McCants just off the elbow, now hands off to Fields who will reset. He and Jalen have the ball out high, and out of the left side it goes to Sampson. Far side of the court up top, Cunningham around a screen, flat-footed 3 off the back iron. And the rebound, Billups, who's got 6 to lead Moline. Keith is 0 for the quarter, 0 out of 4. Now Billups drives strongly in from the right side, and he finishes off through contact. And right
he's
back
as good a player as I've seen this year.
To a 14-point lead, 32-18. McCants fires it down low, ball deflected into the hands of Price, who got fouled going to the basket. That'll be the second of the game on Zidane Sterling, and 2 free throws coming.
I don't think
Eric
that
Price.
Pass was intended for Eric, but we're glad it got there, and he's going to go to the line here and see if he can cut the deficit here to 12.
Eric just under 61% from the free throw line on the season, 28 out of 46. 17 fouls on Moline with 1:09 to go in the first half. Galesburg down 14, and the lefty Price hits the first one, his first point off the bench. And again, credit to Eric. He picked up those 2 fouls. Mike Reynolds left him on the floor, and he's played through it.
He's continued to battle and try to find a way.
Second one up and in as well. Streaks have been very good from the free throw line in this game so far. And they trail by a dozen, 32-20. Let's see, 2 and 7 out of 7 from the free throw line.
And that's success we're going to have tonight if we want to be in this ball game.
You know, win on the road in the Western Big Six, you better knock down free throws. Brody Harding just squares right up and hits one from the free throw line.
Again, three offensive players that can score in any way possible. And they pick each other up.
Sampson on the far side to Fields. Reverses right back to Mitchell. Now McCants, where the volleyball lines come together, backs his way up in front of the scoring table with 37 seconds to go. And Jalen's just dribbling the ball out there. Moline sagging back. Now Fields is going to come out, and he'll take it. Chased down by Nate Johnson. Now Nick drives, and contact on the way to the basket as Harding comes over from the weak side as Nick got around his man. And they're going to call that one on Harding, so he picks up two quick ones, and Nick will go to the line on the dribble drive to the basket, 26 and a half seconds to go, and a 14-point Moline lead. Fields knocked down two earlier. He's got 5 points in the quarter, 7 for the game, 2 short of his season high. And his career high, for that matter. And he knocks down the first free throw. He could match his career high right here on the second free throw.
He's been the best player on the floor for us here in this first half. He's done things offensively and defensively and really kept us within striking distance here.
Knocks them both down. He's got 9. Our Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game in the win over Morton on Tuesday has 9. And now a timeout. Nope. Not
a
timeout. A warning. The official walking up the court right in front of Sean Taylor. So apparently Coach Taylor must have said something as the official was walking behind him. I'm sure he's upset about the foul disparity, if nothing else.
I don't understand the warnings anymore.
I don't either.
It's either a technical or it's nothing. Right? I don't know what a warning is. I've not been aware of that in basketball.
15 seconds to go. Billups on the dribble on the far side, just inside of half court. Works around the screen. Anderson comes out to help out. Passes into the right corner. Baseline shot, off balance. Sterling knocked it down. Streaks have 2 seconds.
They just shot the eyes out of it here.
Can't even get it inbounds. Moline takes a 36-22 lead to the locker room at the half. We'll take a break, come back, take a look at the first half scoring. We will get a word from the coaching staff as well, as Mike Reynolds barks his case to the official standing in the half-court circle as he continues to make his case. And now we've got a sideline warning on Mike Reynolds heading to the locker room. And he's smiling about something, puts his hand on the back of the official who called the sideline warning on him. As he heads to the locker room, he says, "I'll take my warning too, I guess." So now both officials.
That's the one more time, and you're gonna come in and sit in a chair kind of thing.
I'm with you, Steve. All right. Either way, it's a 14-point Moline lead at the half. Again, we'll take a break, come back, and sort all this out here at the break. At Wharton Fieldhouse, Moline by 14. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM, 92.7 FM, and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Yeah, I walked the dog, gamed a little, played with a frog.
What does your morning commute sound like?
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a sausage McMuffin with egg and a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, please?
Kids back up, went back home, then I went to
Here you go, Jim.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better. Right now, mix and match 2 select breakfast sandwiches, like a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, a sausage McMuffin with egg, or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's. Single item at regular price at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Ugh.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at Wharton Fieldhouse, Moline 36, Galesburg 22. Thanks for being with us here on Pure Rock 92.7 FM, The Laser, as well as those listening in on WGIL after the Galesburg girls lost at Morton in the Downstate Classic Tournament. Here tonight, Steve, Moline's kind of had their way. When a team shoots really, really well from the field, one of two things is happening. Either they're just shooting the lights out no matter what, or you're not playing as good a defense on them as you probably should. And while they have knocked down a couple tough shots, I feel by and large, they've just been very comfortable running their offense, and defensively we haven't really quite figured this out
yet. Yeah, we've not played the customary hard-nosed defense that Silver Streak basketball is known for. I thought we were a little better in the second period as the period went on, but you're exactly right, Brad. Way too many easy shots, way too many drives to the basket, and when you get that, you're going to get high shooting percentage, especially from a skilled ball club like this. So and by the same token, we're just having a hard time scoring the ball shooting-wise on our end.
So let's go ahead and take a look at how some of these numbers add up, our halftime statistics. Brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg.
Our shooting, we're 6 out of 24. And again, we hit some shots. And again, we're really disjointed offensively, so I think that leads you to that kind of thing. That's only 25%. 2 out of 4 with a 3 ball for 50%. And they are 16 out of 27 for 59%. And as you said, and I certainly saw as well, they're getting what they want, and they're scoring the ball pretty easily. And they're 3 out of 7 with a 3 ball. Rebounds are pretty much even, 15 for them, 14 for us, and we out-rebounded them in the second period. And turnover, 7 for us, 6 for them. So the story here is how comfortable we're allowing them to be on the offensive end and us being able to score the ball pretty much at will, and how we're struggling to get into the offense and having a hard time scoring on the offensive end.
We've done some nice things in short spells, but not the kind of thing over the long term, I feel like, that is going to allow us to come back into the game. I mean, if the second half goes like the first half.
Yeah, we're going to have to be consistent. We talked about that all year. With one good offensive set after another, and we're going to have to really get stops and limit them to one shot on the defensive end and just work our way back in steadily here. Miss Coach Reynoldson have a chance at the end of three quarters. So this quarter here, we've got to have a big one here to get ourselves back in the ball game. And I think, we always talk the first 3 minutes are extremely important. They're going to be very important here tonight.
Free throw shooting, Moline 1 out of 2. Silver Streaks 9 out of 9. So thank goodness for that. Otherwise, it could be even worse.
Yeah.
36-22 Moline at the break. We'll take a timeout, come back, look at the individual scoring for you, and talk things over with the coaching staff as well. Moline by 14 at the break. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on Pure Rock 92.7 FM, The Laser, and 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Market-based pricing.
That's just a buzzword.
Sounds clinical, technical, and dare I say,
boring.
But MVP, that's what the cool kids call it.
He totally just made that up.
Is the best thing that's happened to car buying since heated seats. Hi, I'm Brian Penniman, GM at the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Market-based pricing is your best friend as a consumer because it means you get the lowest price available on the market and you don't even have to negotiate for it. So when you're ready to own the most reputable brand on the road, buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
Online at Galesburg Toyota.
The forecast from The Laser. A winter weather advisory is in effect until midnight for tomorrow night. Also, the city of Knoxville, the city of Monmouth, and the city of Galesburg have all issued snow emergencies taking effect within the next 24 hours. And to read up on all the details of those, you can find them at WGIL.com under our cancellations list. For tonight, snow likely, 2 to 3 inches possible, and a low of 27. For tomorrow, cloudy, more snow possible with an additional 3 to 4 inches added, a high of 32. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 30 degrees here on Pure Rock 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Galesburg High School Basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on the Laser.
Silver Streaks boys trailing the number 9 Moline Maroons, 36-22. That's number 9 in Class 4A. Silver Streaks, of course, in Class 3-18. And really doesn't matter. Everybody plays each other in the Western Big Six. And the 50th anniversary of the Western Big Six and the 90th year at Wharton Fieldhouse. Let's take a look at the individual scoring here and then through the first two quarters. Moline already with two players in double figures. Deontay Billups and Drew Weimers each with 11. Trayton Lamphere, Zidane Sterling, and Brody Harding each have 4. Jabari Rogers with 2. For the Silver Streaks, Nick Fields leads the way with 9, matching his career high. Jalen McCants had 6, all of those coming in the second quarter. He leads the Streaks in rebounding with 5. Keith Cunningham with 3 points. Mitchell Sampson, Eric Price off the bench each with 2. And no one else has scored for the Silver Streaks. They trail 36-22 at the break. Our halftime coaches interview also brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Steve Cheeseman heading back out. The coaching staff is out, so we'll get that here momentarily and find out what the team talked about in the locker room. As Steve gets settled in with Coach Hart, and let's find out what the team talked about in the locker room. As maybe having a little microphone trouble. Yep, it's not coming on. Oh, he tried to get that squared away earlier in the game, and I don't know if it's going to happen or not. So Steve may just have to summarize. So he'll get his word with Ryan and find out what the team talked about here when he comes back. So again, if you're interested in other scores from around the area in the Western Big Six, we can tell you that, again, that Quincy United Township game got postponed because of the anticipation of the weather. And as you heard during the break there, snow emergencies already in effect in some of the communities around the Galesburg area in anticipation of what's to come. So, and now the microphone works. That figures. 36-22 is the Moline lead. Had it all the way, right, Steve? All right, so we'll get a quick word about what they talked about here at the break. And again, with that weather coming in anticipation of what may happen with the Galesburg boys and Limestone tomorrow night. That game is still on as of right now, but lots of communication already between the two schools about putting some other possibilities in place. Right now, they're leaning toward a Monday night game should tomorrow's game get postponed. Welcome back, partner. Did you get a chance to even ask Coach Hart about the locker room?
And just as I said, he's mad. They're mad at everything. And I know he's being sarcastic, but they're not pleased, and rightfully so, with you know, our approach here tonight. I think that he feels like that we've lost our aggressiveness. We're not doing the things that we did the other day, playing with confidence and purpose. We're being more reactionary instead of being proactive, and we're better than that. And hopefully we come out here in the second half and take that step back to where we are and what we expect.
Silver Streaks with the ball to start off the third quarter, and the Streaks turn it over almost all the way into the second row, press row here where we are. I've never had a ball over here. All the games we've been doing
up here. We almost had one there.
Yeah, we almost got one. So that was just a tough pass from the far side of the court intended for Eric Price, and Nick Fields threw it behind him. So the Streaks turn it over on their first possession, already trailing by 14. Billups up top, trying to shake Mitchell Sampson. Can't do it. Jabari Rogers on the left side with it now on the wing. Streaks give all kinds of room to shoot. Trayton Lamphere with it now up top, along with Weimers and Brody Harding. So the same five to start the second half for Moline. And it looked like Mitchell Sampson got a block on the Deontay Billups jumper at the free throw line. Keith Cunningham corrals it for the Silver Streaks. And Price with it now starts the third quarter. He did not start the game. Left corner, Mitchell open three, rolls off. Had a good look at it. Jabari Rogers with a rebound, drives it into the front court. Billups down to the baseline and a blocking foul called on the Silver Streaks. Will be their first of the second half. And second of the game on Mitchell Sampson.
And again, as I said, a key here is get off to the good start here. We've got to be able to get a stop here, and we've got to put stops together and then convert runs. They like that play there on that lob inside.
And it's going to be another quick foul on the Silver Streaks, this one against Jalen McCants. And that's going to put Moline at the free throw line. Again, they didn't get there much in the first half, only twice. Deontay Billups knocked down 1 out of 2. Silver Streaks, meanwhile, got to the line 9 times, knocking down all of them. But 58 seconds into the third quarter, they get right to the free throw line. And we talked about that in the pregame, how they excel at that and getting points from the free throw line, attacking the basket. And Billups misses the first free throw.
Coach Reynolds there is questioning the official on that lob inbounds there that Billups, he felt like, didn't have the ball, so therefore he can't shoot a two-shot foul.
Second free throw on the way, and that one's good. Billups with 12 to lead all scorers. It's a 15-point Moline lead here, 37-22. Jalen McCants up top, trying to lose Drew Weimers down the left side. Jump stop and got called for traveling. Couldn't tell quite from where I was. There was a couple of heads on the Streaks bench in front of me. I couldn't see if he dragged his pivot foot, but the official certainly thought he did, and that's the Streaks' second turnover in three possessions here in the third quarter, already trailing by 15.
Not the start we wanted offensively.
Harding, right side. It goes to Rogers. Down low to the baseline.
Good defense there.
Yep, Sampson cut off Billups. Now gets it right back from Rogers, who pulls it back out. 6:20 to go. On the right side on the dribble. Rogers back up top to Billups. They'll be patient in this. Sampson trying to fight through a screen, and he gets called for pushing Lamphere, and that'll be the third of the game on Mitchell. There was a collision as the screen was set, and Mitchell ran into Lamphere, but then he made things worse by putting the arms out there and trying to push his way through, and that's his third. Lob on the inbound to Weimers. Dribbles around Price, down the right side, takes it all the way and in. And now he leads Moline with 13, and the lead is 39-22.
And he's an extremely skilled offensive player. I mean, he can beat you on the drive and a pure shooter.
Now the Streaks nearly turn it over. Price dribbles it off his foot. Fields gets down to the floor, picks up the ball. And we got a held ball called on the alternating possession.
And we'll keep the ball out of it.
Yeah, where is the possession? Oh, there it is. I see it on the scoreboard now. And Moline's going to get it back. I was trying.
I thought we had the ball.
I was thinking we had the ball to start the third quarter. So
yes, we did.
That does reverse things back. So that's the third Galesburg turnover of the quarter. We're only 2 minutes into the second half. Harding across midcourt. Moline trying to build on a 17-point lead here. They've scored the first three of the quarter. Doesn't sound like much, but they were already up 14. A drive into the lane. Billups took it right at Mitchell Sampson. Couldn't finish off the shot, and Price comes from the outside and then stumbles as he collects the rebound. Now another dive on the floor for it. Sampson goes to the floor. Nate Johnson goes to the floor, and a held ball does keep it with the Silver Streaks.
Good hustle. I mean, we're diving on the floor after the ball there. We just couldn't secure it off the glass.
I like Mitchell's defense on Deontay
Billups.
He's
made him work
too.
Again here the last quarter and a half for everything. Done a fine job.
Nick drives, takes it all the way in with the left hand. Nobody came over to help out. Nobody came over to help out defensively, and Nick took it right down the left side of the lane. Even took a little bit of a bump there, and Mike Reynolds, I think, is hot that there was no foul called and a chance at a three-point play.
And Nick takes what's given to him. He's had a number of driving lanes, and he's taken to the rim and used both his left hand and right hand, and our leading scorer here tonight.
With 11, a career high. Streaks call a timeout. Again, our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Moline tonight, as they do anywhere we go, anytime we hit the road in football and girls basketball and boys basketball season. The 2016 Nissan Murano, how many miles again? About 25?
It was 23,750.
Okay, so just under 24,000. And again, it's part of the terrific certified pre-owned fleet at Galesburg Nissan, which comes with that lifetime warranty that covers the powertrain, the drive assembly, and at no additional cost to you. The sale price is what it is, and the lifetime warranty comes with it. So we invite you to check it out at Galesburg Nissan,
home of
the lifetime warranty. We got a turnover on Moline, a illegal screen called on Nate Johnson on the far side. This is that kind of choppy game that just doesn't allow for a lot of fan excitement or interaction, but I think that could work to the Streaks' advantage if they could find a way to
score some points in a run situation here to have a chance.
Inlet pass. Cunningham backs his way in, gets it up and
that's
in.
That's a good start.
Over Zidane Sterling down low. That's Cunningham's first basket since the first quarter. 39-26. Mike Reynolds hard clap trying to implore his team on. Billups drives baseline, gets caught under the basket, but a foul called on the Streaks defending the baseline, and that's going to be the fourth of the game on Mitchell Sampson. He's picked up three all here in the third quarter in just over 3 minutes of play. And that'll put Riley Milan into the game, one of the few guys on the Streaks who may have the length to try to defend Billups. Hopefully he's got the footwork to keep up with him, too.
He's got his work cut out for him here, and this is going to be a little baptism by fire in terms of a defensive assignment here. Mitchell has done a great job on him that time, just gave up one more step on the baseline, and the good offensive player that Billups is, he's going to take advantage of that and get to the rim.
And probably the best basketball player in the Western Big Six.
Absolutely, he's the best I've seen.
Knocks down both free throws. It's a 15-point Moline lead. 4:45 to go here in the third quarter. Price on the outside up top. Milan, top of the arc, misses a three-pointer. Long rebound out to Brody Harding, his first of the game. Leads the break. Right side, Billups shoots a three off the back of the rim. And the long rebound out, free on the floor to Zidane Sterling. And they get another chance at it. Now the ball deflected on the far side. A collision between Price and Weimers going for the loose ball. It's out of bounds back to the Silver Streaks.
One of those calls that could have went either way. And again, Brad, here we are again. We have an opportunity here to try to cut into this lead a little bit.
Streaks have three turnovers, only four shots here in the second half as we approach the halfway mark of quarter number three. Price on the left side, up top, Fields. Fakes, bounce
good
pass into the
pass
lane.
In there.
Keith, up
high
and
job.
Into the basket and a chance at a three-point
roll
play.
By Keith to the rim and an excellent bounce pass by Nick, hitting him right down the gut there, and he scored the ball.
Weimers got him on the arm, his second foul. Cunningham with four in the quarter, seven for the game. The lead is 41-28 for Moline, and Cunningham to the line with the and one. Second team foul on Moline. Streaks with four here in the second half, three of those on Sampson. And Cunningham knocks down the free throw. 41-29.
Work to get a stop.
Down a dozen. Make a stop here. Come back. Get a basket. Maybe get it down to single digits. A drive by Billups. Nope, not going to happen. Takes it all away. Floats it softly off the glass and in. And we got an and one going the other way.
And Brad, he has a tremendous ability to identify when he has the drive to the basket versus when he needs to create a shot or has a wide open shot off the pass. He's got great instincts with that, and that's a difficult thing to defend.
And he just took it right at Riley Milan. I think he
sensed
the defensive disadvantage that Milan had, and just like that, Mike Reynolds takes him out, and Quinn Anderson will, I think, have that defensive assignment now. Billups to the line, hits the free throw. Two free throws in the first half for Moline. Billups is 4 out of 5 at the line in the second half. And the lead is back to 15, 44-29, under 4 to play third quarter. Price, long three, right side, in and out. And the rebound, Billups, who's got 7 to lead the Maroons. Price headed it. Now Billups down the lane, took it all the way. And just like we saw nobody come over to help out defensively when Fields took it to the basket, Streaks did the same thing defensively that trip down. 46-29, Moline. Cunningham to the right side. Price on the wing. Jump stop in the lane and a reach in and a push. They're going to get Weimers on that one, and that is his third. I think they're going to get Weimers. He had him on the left side. Nope, they call in on Zidane Sterling from the right side. Now Milan back in. He'll replace McCants.
We've had some certainly uncharacteristic defensive breakdowns here tonight that aren't normally who we are, and we've just struggled with that. And hats off to Moline. They're creating some of that as well, being the fine offensive club they are.
Billups, meanwhile, is 8 in the quarter, 19 for the game. Fields trying to look around Billups on the inbound, gets it out to half court. Now Price fires down low to Nick. Good position on the low blocks up and in. He's got 13 for the Streaks. It's 46-31.
Good finish by Nick. Good pass by Eric.
Quick three at the other end. Missed. Weak side rebound. Eric Price leading the break into the front court. Tries to feed it left side. Moline anticipated beautifully. Turns it over. Harding at the other end. Off balance. Misses the shot. And Anderson falling out of bounds. Saves the rebound into the hands of Nick Fields. Nick down the left side of the lane. Scoops it up. And a blocking foul called. And Nick's going to go right back to the line shooting two. And a technical foul called on the Maroons. I think they got Weimers on that one. I'll tell you, every time a foul is called, every player in this game is barking
about it. I was just thinking
it.
That same thing, and you're going to get a technical foul. That's showing up the official. You know, just take the call and move on. And Weimers definitely was in a blocking situation there. He left his feet. He rode into Nick. That's a foul big time in anybody's book.
So Weimers picks up the personal foul, complained to the official about it, picked up the technical foul, so he's got fourth, and Nick Fields misses the first free throw. So these are the foul shots for attacking the basket. Knocks down the second one. He's got five in the quarter, 14 for the game, 46-32. Now the technical fouls. Riley Milan will shoot these. 46-32, under 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Both coaches got a warning from the officials in the first half. Riley Milan to the free throw line, knocks down the first technical foul free throw. Milan, 0-for-2 coming into this game at the free throw line, hits the first, but not the second. So the Streaks
split those free throws out of the four.
Give up two potential points at the free throw line, down 13, but get the ball back here with 2:58 to go in the third quarter.
And had a chance, if we make those and get a hoop here, to get it down into double digits or into single digits.
It's an all-guard lineup for the Streaks right now. The biggest player on the floor is Riley Milan at 6'2". Fields, Cunningham, Price, and Quinn Anderson. Eric around the screen out high, takes it down to the left side of the lane, but he couldn't finish off the shot. Sterling the rebound for Moline. So four free throws, 2 points, and a missed shot on that trip for the Streaks with the foul and the technical. Harding pulls up left side, short on the 17-foot jumper. Rebound deflected onto the floor. Milan picks it up for the Streaks. Galesburg down 13 with the ball. Left corner, Cunningham. Swings the ball down low. Now shoots the three and hits. And the Streaks are within 10. A little bit of a run here. Cunningham with 8 in the quarter. In double figures with 11. 46-36. Streaks are crawling back in. Rogers drives and takes it right at Riley Milan. And the foul on the floor as he attacked the basket. I think they're going to get the foul on the floor before he really got to the rim. That's a second of the game on Milan. And Harding will inbound, 2:10 to go third quarter. 16 fouls on the Streaks. Harding looking, lobs it into Billups. Going against Cunningham, fakes right, drives left in the lane. Lot of contact, and he can't finish off the shot. And that'll be a foul on Cunningham.
And that's a situation there where Billups decided to be extremely aggressive.
He does that
right
so
at
well,
Keith.
Doesn't he?
I mean,
yeah.
He can change gears. He can change finesse to power. And he's got every tool in your arsenal offensively that you could possibly have.
And with his size, too, and his length, he's just a difficult matchup problem
he's really anybody in
this league.
A nightmare in terms of a matchup.
47-36 as Billups knocks down the first free throw. He missed two of his first three at the line. He's now made 5 in a row at the stripe. 2:06 to go, third quarter. Missed the second one, though. And the rebound anchors left into the hands of Eric Price, who's got 4 rebounds, 3 in this quarter.
Chance to get it into single digits here.
Yep, down 11, under 2 to play third quarter. Up top, Milan dribbles left, gets it to Quinn Anderson. Quinn hasn't taken a shot in this game. Did not score in the Morton game either, coming off that career high against IVC. Fakes, drives the lane, kicks it out. Open 3, Fields, hits again. Nick with a career night, 8 in the quarter, 17 for the game, and the Streaks are within 8.
Outstanding job. Great sequence there of moving the basketball and making good decisions.
Minute and a half to go, third quarter, 47-39, Moline. Up top, Trayton Lamphere. Now to the outside, Brody Harding comes out high for it on the far sideline, working against Nick Fields. And a foul away from the ball, called against Keith Cunningham, as he and Billups were doing battle. And that'll be the second foul of the game on Cunningham, and he picked up 2 quick ones here in about the last 45 seconds, and that puts Moline in the bonus with a minute 20 to go in the third quarter.
Billups did a good job there of selling that. It did look like it was just incidental contact, and he got the call.
So right back to the line. Seventh trip to the line in this quarter after Moline got there only twice in the entire first half, and he's way short. And Eric Price fills the lane and comes up with his 5th rebound. Streaks with the ball down 8. Minute 15 to go, third quarter.
Two-possession game we have, possibly.
Cunningham on the left elbow. Keith dribbles right. The lane is open. Keith trying to find it. Pulls up at the free throw line and hits. Cunningham with 10 in the quarter, 13 for the game. It's a 6-point Galesburg deficit. Billups on the floor. Contact again right at Keith Cunningham. And Billups right back to the line. So that's how this game's going to go the rest of the way. They actually called the foul on Eric Price, his third. took it right at Cunningham, and Price came in to help out.
And now we see here in this last sequence of 4 or 5 minutes how they shoot so many foul shots.
Just let Billups be a playmaker. And he gets to the line. He's 2 for 5 from the field in this quarter, but at the free throw line, first one up and in. I am out of free throw marks in my third quarter, so I got to go to another line.
He can do that to you.
6 out of 9 at the free throw line in this quarter. Second one up and off the front of the rim. He hasn't been very good there, not as good as he usually is.
And we've made him work here in a little bit of a leg fatigue, I think.
Under a minute to go. Cunningham into the lane as the ball knocked away out of bounds. And the Streaks are going to hang on to it. Under 50 seconds to play third quarter. 48-41 is the Moline lead. Streaks with the ball. They continue to creep a little bit closer. They were down 15 earlier this quarter. And now a foul on Moline going for the steal. And that's the third of the game on Jabari Rogers. And the 16th foul on Moline. The officials have called everything here tonight. Milan's inbound pass is tipped. And now a collision going for the loose ball. We're going to have a foul on the Silver Streaks, compounding the turnover.
That's a tough turnover there. We have the basketball there and can get it to, a 5-point or a 4-point lead.
Not how the Streaks wanted Keith Cunningham to get his third foul either. He's been hot here in the third quarter. Knocked down all 4 of his shots and a free throw. And he's going to have to go to the bench to avoid picking up a 4th foul with only 47 seconds to go in the third quarter. And now Jabari Rogers will shoot 2 free throws.
And we just telegraphed the inbounds pass there, and the soft pass there got tipped, and that's a tough turnover.
The conversation among the officials, Mike Reynolds was trying to get the officials' attention. He was upset about something. I think he thought the wrong guys at the free throw line in the Argon pitch here, and Trayton Lamphere will go to the line instead. So that's what Mike Reynolds was trying to get their attention, that he thought the wrong guy was at the line. Officials talked it over and agreed with it. So Lanphier, 4 points in the game, nothing in the second half, and he knocks down the first free throw. 49-41 Moline, 47 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 8:45, maybe 10 o'clock before this game ends, the way things are going here, Steve. But if it results in a Streaks victory,
we'll take it.
We'll do it. Stay as long as we have to. They trail by 9, 50-41, as Lamphere knocks down both free throws. Price will walk it across midcourt. Justin Endoff, Jalen McCants back into the game with Anderson and Nick Fields. Left side pass to Fields on the wing. McCants trying to post up, gets position, takes it right at Lamphere, kicks it back out on the give and go. Fields 3 in and out. Rebounds to Dane Sterling. A little more arch on that one. I think Fields had the distance measured, but he just didn't quite have the angle with the low line drive shot. Down to 18 seconds to go, third quarter.
And we've got to have help here off of on Billups here as he gets to the rim here.
Trying to go one-on-one with Jalen McCants, down to 9 seconds to go. Now Billups to the left side, pulls up, left high post, off the rim. Rebound Price, has the ball knocked out of his hands. Streaks will get it back with 1.7 seconds to go here at the end of the third quarter.
See if we can get something. We have time here.
And a guy with a great arm on the inbound, Nick Fields. Throws it the length of the court to the free throw line. The ball deflected away from Jalen McCants, and the Streaks turn it over. That's their 6th turnover of the quarter, 13 for the game, and they go into the fourth quarter down 9. Well, I think Mike Reynolds would like to be a little closer, but he said be close in the fourth quarter, and they have accomplished that goal. Can they put together a run? We'll find out when we come back from Wharton Fieldhouse after this on Pure Rock 92.7 FM, The Laser, and 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every 5th oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our 3rd consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Sheet vinyl flooring from IVC is durable and easy to install. The Impact Collection comes in 5 styles and has a 15-year residential warranty. Only 84 cents a square foot after sale price and 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through January 12th. Savings are a mail-in rebate, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on the Laser.
Back at Wharton Fieldhouse, we enter the fourth quarter as Billups drives and then follows up his own miss on the offensive rebound putback. And just like that, Moline back up 11 as we just get underway here in the fourth quarter. Cunningham back into the game with those three fouls, along with Price with three fouls. Left corner, Nick Fields. Drives baseline, takes it all the way, reverses into the far corner. Anderson steps right, gets it right back to Nick down low, misses the low shot, put back up, falls off the rim, but Nick got hit to the floor, and he's going to go to the line, shooting two free throws. That stops the clock just underway. 33 seconds into the fourth quarter. Fourth foul of the game on Sadane Sterling, and Fields to the free throw line where he's 5 out of 6.
Great battle inside by Nick to try to keep the offensive possession alive. Just couldn't get to go down. He has two free throws.
And it's off the mark. So Nick knocked down his first 4. He's now missed 2 out of his last 3. Again, a career high 17 for Nick Fields in this game. 9 in the first half, 8 in the third quarter. And he gets the second.
And he's been terrific here tonight in all ways.
52-42, 10-point Moline lead. The Maroons scored 9 of the first 11 points of the game. The Streaks didn't get their first field goal until a minute 12 to play in the first quarter, and they have been playing catch-up
this
whole
there,
game.
Tough call.
And now Nick Fields gets called for fouling Brody Hardy on a jump shot. Sure looked like a clean one from our angle.
And a late whistle.
It was.
But nevertheless, a foul, it'll put Hardy to line for 2.
Only the first of the game on Nick Fields, so in addition to all the offensive output, he's played pretty much this entire, I don't think Nick's come out of the game, that's his first foul. 7:17 to go in the game, and Harding comes up short on the free throw.
And again, maybe a little fatigue there. They're short. Legs are not quite as good. We've made them work awfully hard here in the second half. We just can't get over the top. Can't get up the hill and over the top here to get where we need to be.
11-point Moline lead, 53-42. Harding makes 1 out of 2. That's only his 5th point of the game. Cunningham in the front half of the corner in front of the scoring table, skips it right past, gets it right back from Fields.
Attack the gaps here. Moline in the zone. 1-3-1 here.
Cunningham on the outside. Dribbles to the left.
2-3, pardon me. They've dropped into a 2-3.
Now into the right side. Price shoots from the corner but can't hit the 3. And Billups comes up for his 9th rebound.
And they turn it over here. Let's come back and convert. We got numbers.
That's the 8. Streaks in transition. Good lead pass from Cunningham to McCants, who lays it in from the right side. That's how you run transition offense. And the Streaks are down 9. First basket of the second half for McCants. He's got 8 for the game. Here's Harding curling around, cut off. Now Billups with it out high between the volleyball line and the half court line. Minute and a half gone, minute 40 gone here in the final quarter. 9-point Moline lead, 53-44. Bounce pass through the lane, thrown behind the Zidane Sterling. Back-to-back turnovers for the Maroons. And they just can't shake
Lamphere
the Silver
Streaks.
Lamphere
thought he had a backdoor pass there, and his teammate didn't see it and went out of bounds, and we'll take it.
Streaks down 9. They got within 6 late in the third quarter. Then Moline scored the final 5. Streaks trying to put a little run here together again. Cunningham right side, Fields. Back to Keith. Fakes the left side pass, gives it right side back to Nick. Streaks trying to find an opening. Fields penetrates, kicks it over. Cunningham can't make the 3-pointer. And the loose ball rebound left wide open. Billups to come up with that. Running in the lane. Harding splits the defenders. Can't hit the running layup, but he gets knocked to the deck and will go to the line shooting 2.
We're doing a lot of good things, Brad. Yeah. We're going to have to be able to hit a shot. We're going to have to be able to hit consecutive shots here to get back into this game and make it a ball game here down the stretch.
2 pretty good open looks from the outside. Just haven't knocked him down. In fact, coming into this quarter, 1, 2, 3, 4. Had the Streaks shooting 6 3-point attempts in the third quarter, only 10 for the entire game. 3 out of 10, so not great. Harding makes the first free throw. 54-44, Moline by 10. 5:43 to play here at Wharton Fieldhouse. And a pretty quiet Wharton Fieldhouse. This crowd's been wanting to erupt. The Silver Streaks defense has prevented Moline from really putting together any kind of run to get this crowd charged up. Streaks break the press. Fields has it now on the outside. Ian Cunningham playing a little back and forth. Now Keith drives in from the left side. Missed it. Offensive rebound. Put back McCants. Jalen with 6 rebounds in the game. 10 points. 55-46. Streaks down 9. Cunningham had 10 in the third quarter. He's 0 for 2 here in the fourth quarter. Billups with a hesitation drive into the right side. Sterling pulls it back out to Harding. 5 minutes to play here at Wharton Fieldhouse. Moline with a 9-point lead. Billups bounce pass right side. Sterling on the wing in front of the Moline bench. Now around the screen. Billups gets cut off, kicks it out. Lamphere shoots a 3 and hits. Oh, when you get those guys coming in off the bench, knockdown shots like that, they become really tough to beat.
Very, very tough. Lots and lots of people that they can throw out there that can score it, making a key shot. And Lamphere makes a big-time 3 there.
Held Harding to 7. You've held Weimers quiet. And then a guy comes off the bench and knocks down a big shot like that. Here's Price to answer and hits a big 3 from the left corner. And Mike Reynolds calls a timeout as that gets the Streaks back down 9 at 58-49 with 4.5 minutes to play in the game and a 30-second timeout.
And we've been at this 9-point deficit here a number of possessions. I would guess that we're going to do something here to apply a little full-court pressure, see if we can get
turnover. Though. That's dangerous against this team.
It's very dangerous, but we're at a point here where we've got to take, some extended chances here. I don't know if it's too early yet, but you may see some run and jump in the half court. Some little wrinkle that we're going to throw at them here defensively that we haven't put out there on the floor yet to see if we can get some kind of uncomfortable situation and maybe a turnover.
And the Streaks pulled within 6 there late in the third quarter. It was part of a 12-1 run. It didn't feel like a 12-1 run because, as I said, this game just hasn't lent itself to that kind of,
real flow and real extended runs in terms of it looking good.
So the Streaks do put on the full court press. Moline breaks it, and the Streaks get back quickly. So they defend that well. 4:20 to go in the game, 58-49 Maroons. On the right side, Jabari Rogers with it. Up top, now to the left side, Billups. Billups.
And Jalen's done a really fine job here in this period here of containing him and guarding him.
Jalen with only 1 foul in the game. Not that he's guarded Billups the whole game. That was primarily Mitchell Sampson's job earlier, especially when he picked up 3 fouls early in the second half. Weimers cut off, gets it away to the left side, and a dribble drive
by
Jabari Rogers.
Nice pass there. They make plays when they need to make plays, too, offensively.
Weimers got dribbled too deep into the lane, got down to the baseline, and they did a nice job of finding Rogers in the left side cutting in. Back to an 11-point lead. Price with a quick 3 from the left wing, missed it. Lamphere with a rebound for Moline, and he gets it into the hands of Billups. Left side, Rogers drives, cut off on the low blocks, kicks it out. Billups shoots a 3. That's way off the mark. Cunningham comes in for the rebound. Keith leads the break. Tries to get it to McCants. Collects it and puts it up and in. And again, the connection of Cunningham to McCants, and the Streaks back within 9. 6 rebounds in the game for Cunningham. He and McCants lead for the Silver Streaks in that category. Now Anderson comes in quickly. Quick foul on Jabari Rogers, and that almost looked designed there, Steve. 3:05 is where the clock stops.
It did. And I don't know if he was trying to get something quick there or what, but again, they're foul shooters that are awfully, awfully good. And if we can try to get a steal here or get them to do something quick, we still have time to do that. But let's hope we can get some misses here from the foul line.
9-point Moline lead, 3:05 to play in the game. Jabari Rogers to the free throw line. Moline's been on the double bonus for quite some time now. So that's not part of the strategy. Hope they miss the front end of a 1-1. That was gone a long time ago, late third quarter. And Rogers does knock down the first one. He's got 5 in the game, 10-point Moline lead. Second free throw up and in as well. 62-51 Maroons. Trying to go 5-0 in the Western Big Six Conference and complete their first half run undefeated. Silver Streaks trying to get to the 500 mark, coming in at 1-2. Ball deflected, saved, drive down the other end, and a layup by Rogers. Fields got careless on the pass. Billups knocked it loose, saved it going out of bounds, and it led to an open court transition layup. 13-point Moline lead. Cunningham up top. Left side end off. Justin drives. Cut off on the baseline. Trapp gets it out. Picked off by Rogers. Loose ball. Endoff diving on the floor for it. And we got a foul called on Cunningham. They say he shoved Jabari Rogers to the floor. And that's a fourth foul of the game on Keith Cunningham, compounding the 15th Galesburg turnover.
Yeah, these last couple of possessions where we've turned it over, we've worked and worked and worked and can't get it below nine. And now we've let our guard down a little bit here, and Moline has made us pay.
And very quickly, it seems like we've gone down to 2:28 to go in the game. So the clock also working against the Silver Streaks.
Becomes a big-time factor here.
And Rogers knocks down another free throw.
And we haven't shown the ability here to score points in bunches. And there's been a technical foul call here, and I'm not sure who it's on.
He pointed to Coach Mike Reynolds. Well, with a 14-point deficit at 2:28 to go in the game, that's really going to hurt, I'm afraid, as Rogers knocks down the free throw. And Mike Reynolds calls a timeout before Moline can shoot the two technical foul free throws now. Mike wants a 30-second timeout, but I don't think they have any. So this is going to have to be a full timeout. 2:28 to go in the game. 66-51, 15-point Moline lead, and we'll take a timeout as well. From Wharton Fieldhouse, you're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Pure Rock 92.7 FM, The Laser, and 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Recent winners include Guardian Angels, Galesburg Covenant Church, Galesburg Rescue Mission, and Discovery Depot. To nominate your favorite, go to Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Galesburg High School Basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on the Laser.
2:28 to play here in the ballgame. Jabari Rogers knocks down two free throws, coming off the Streaks turnover and the Keith Cunningham foul. Mike Reynolds gets whistled for a technical foul. These officials have heard it from just about everybody here tonight.
And that's part of the whole experience in the Western Big Six.
Yep.
You're going to work a game here in terms of officiating. You've got coaches here, they're going to dig in and try to fight for their players.
So now Weimers goes to the line shooting the technical shots.
And no one's going to fight any more for their players than Coach Reynolds is.
I was mentioning Rogers a moment ago. He has 8 points in the fourth quarter, 10 for the game. So we talk about them finding a guy. You know, they don't need another guy. When it comes to the offense of Billups, Weimers, and Harding. And then I mentioned with Coach Reynolds in the pregame, it seems like every game there's a fourth guy of some sort that comes up big for them, not necessarily with big points, but just seems to come
time.
Up with,
at a big time makes a
right.
shot at a really critical time in the ball game.
I feel like it's Rogers here tonight who's
– And Lamphere's done some things as well, but Rogers has been the main man. But they've got multiple weapons.
2:10 to go in the game. They've opened up a 16-point lead, and now they just want to run clock. They had an opportunity in the lane to go up with a shot, and now McCants comes out and gets called for a little hip check into Deontay Billups. So that'll put Billups at the line, shooting two, with 2:03 to go in the game. And the lead, which was 9 just a moment ago, could get to 18 here now with 2:03 to play in the game.
Yeah, we couldn't get it anywhere below 9, and then after that we turned it over a couple times and I sort of took the wind out of our sails.
Misses the free throw, though. The lead stays at 16. And it's not even the free throws at this point that have hurt the Silver Streaks. It's those two turnovers that were the real killers. Makes the second one. Billups, 3 in the quarter. 10, 13 for the half, and 24 for the game. Quick three, Eric Price left side. Barely draws the front of the iron. Endoff saves it, though, on the baseline. Back to Eric. Tipped it back in bounds. Now Cunningham shoots the three, but that one's off the mark. And there's Billups with 11 rebounds to go along with it.
And we've gone cold here.
Yep. And now a foul in the backcourt will be against McCants, and he fouled Billups again. So 3 on the game for Jalen now. Well, at what point, Steve, with a minute 38 to go down 17, do you just call it off and say, now we're done fouling now?
I think we're going to continue to compete and battle here. And, you know, you hope for the impossible and you keep playing for the impossible and try to certainly continue to reinforce to your players about battling and competing late in a game like this. But there'll be a time here that we'll call the dogs off.
Billups missed the first. 17-point Maroon lead, knocks down the second.
We've just fought uphill all night. Uphill all night long.
69-51 is the Moline lead. End off right wing, quick three off the wing. And now Milan climbs the back of Rogers going for the weak side rebound. And Riley picks up his third foul.
He's got to take the ball out.
Let's see. Silver Streaks came into the fourth quarter attacking the basket. So they've taken only 10 three-point shots all night. Here in the fourth quarter, though, two, three, they've shot seven and have made only one.
And not a lot of rhythm to their threes. They've been off of one pass or no passes, out of an inbounds play.
Rogers missed them both, by the way. Jalen McCants with a rebound. Streaks down 18 with a minute 20 to go. And a low pass, but Cunningham, a nice job to collect it. Jump stop in the lane. Tries to feed it to the right side. Gets it over to Endoff on a deflection from Billups. Now a long three by Price, and he hits it. Measured it up from about 28 feet out, and he swished it. Second three of the quarter. Eight for the game for Eric Price. 69-54. Moline breaks the press. Harding into the hands of Billups. Now right back to Harding on the far side with 55 seconds to go. He'll go one-on-one with McCants. Streaks trying to jump the lanes. Billups dribbles inside.
And
now
we're still trying to work
out
on some things here in terms of a scramble defense here at the end of a game to try to get turnovers that could serve us well here down the line.
Fourth foul of the game called on McCants as he reaches around the backside of Harding trying to poke it free.
And now we're going to go to the bench.
With 45 seconds to go, 69-54 is the Moline lead. Harding will go to the line. He's 3 out of 4 in the fourth quarter. First one up and in. 4 points in the half, 8 for the game. A fairly quiet night offensively for Brody Harding. And now Billups sits down. He's done for the game. He leaves the game with 25. Pretty quiet 25 points. That's his season average.
And can do a lot of things. A very, very impressive basketball
in a very short amount of time, too. Harding's second one, up and in. So he'll be done with 9. Both coaches sending in the reserves. 17-point Moline lead with 45 seconds to go. Streaks have Endoff. Milan still on the floor along with Price. Kobe Ramirez and Adam Stewart are the only two in for the Streaks. Just about everybody else out for Moline. Here's a quick three by Price. Another long one off the back iron. Rebounds to Dane Sterling. And the Streaks nearly get a steal. Now Moline hangs on to it. Jaden Liddell gets it across midcourt. And we got a player down in the backcourt.
Like
that's Sterling.
He turned his ankle a little bit.
Yep. And he's up hobbling. And
you don't want to see that in a game like this.
Not at 30 seconds to go in the game, for sure. In fact, I was listening to the girls' broadcast last night when the Streaks were playing at Rock Island, and we all know how that one turned out with a big win by the Rocks, and they had a player go down with like 18 seconds to go in the game.
Never want to see anybody injured, but especially here this late in the game.
So down to 20 seconds to go.
That ought to end it.
And Moline looking to just dribble this one out. Eric Price getting close enough on Liddell to at least force the count, and now he dribbles it left side and passes it through the hands of Jabari Rogers. That's only the 10th Moline turnover with 12 seconds to go. And a 71-54 lead for the Maroons as they'll go to 5-0 in the conference, 16-2 in the season, and the Streaks will drop to 10-7. Riley Milan, a last-ditch three off the back iron. Long rebound out to Endoff. Back to the baseline, a drive by Ramirez, and he can't finish it off. And the final score is a 17-point Moline victory at 71-54. Post-game show coming up next for Silver Streaks Boys Basketball here on The Laser and on WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
There is nothing quite as terrifying as ordering 200 t-shirts. There's just so many things that could go wrong. So you got to pick the most reputable screen printing operation in the business. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They got about a million t-shirts under their belt. They offer premium ink that will last much longer than one season. They have tons of ink options and an endless assortment of colors to complement any design you might have. And a graphic design artist on staff to help conceptualize your idea. Embroidery, screen printing, you place your trust in the capable hands of Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Design a shirt right now at BreedLoveSports.com.
You know those people who can build anything? I'm not one of them either. But you don't need to be, because the guys at Courtright Construction are. They're master craftsmen that'll take on every project on your list. Give them a call to get your project on the books. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Kratty with Kratty Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Kratty Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
It only happens once a year. It's red tag clearance time at Bob Lindsay Cars. Shop their lot at your convenience day or night, as all vehicles will be clearly marked in the windshield, or check out the inventory online at BobLindsayCars.net. Save hundreds of dollars on a great selection of vehicles. Receive a free auto check report. And don't forget, they'll buy your trade even if you don't buy a car from them. It's the Red Tag Clearance event going on now from the dealer you've grown to trust, Bob Lindsay Cars, just north of Arby's on Henderson Street in Galesburg.
The forecast from the Laser, a winter weather advisory, is in effect until midnight tomorrow night. Also, the city of Knoxville, the city of Monmouth, and the city of Galesburg have all issued snow emergencies taking place within the next 12 hours. To get information on these, check out our cancellations list at WGIL.com. For tonight, snow likely, 2 to 3 inches possible, low of 27. Tomorrow, cloudy, snow likely as well, an additional 3 to 4 inches and a high of 32. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 29 degrees. You're on Pure Rock 92.7 FM, The Laser.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
71-54, the final. Moline led the entire game. They scored the first 7 points of the game, and the Streaks were just playing uphill all night long, Steve Cheeseman. They had a nice little run there in the third quarter. They outscored Moline 12-1 to get the deficit down to 6 at one point at 47-41, but when you're playing uphill all game, when you're playing from behind all game against a tough team, a really good team, you just can't play from behind. At some point, you've got to be with them and get the lead, because you can do what the Streaks did and put together a run, but you know, a good enough team is going to stifle that run at some point and then do what Moline did and build that lead back up again.
And Brad, we had to expend so much energy to go on that run and to try to chip away to get within that distance that we had nothing left in our tank after that. And the two turnovers, you know, were the real killers there when we had a real opportunity to put a dent in things. So I think the real point is, like you said, we just worked from behind the whole evening. And again, a very tall task against a really, really fine ball club like this.
Let's go ahead and take a look at our post-game statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. What do you have for the team numbers, Steve?
We were 18 out of 53 from the field for 34%, 6 out of 20, three-point shooting-wise, and most of that was in the fourth quarter, where we shot 10 three balls. And they were 4 out of 11 with the three ball for 36% and shot really well from the field at 23 out of 40 for 57%. So we got 13 more shots than they did, but they, as we talked about from the very beginning here, they're outstanding shooters and scorers, and they have a number of people that step up and get that done. And early on we commented about that lots and lots of their shots and points were way too easy. They got great looks, wide open looks, and they were way, way too comfortable when they got that lead early like that. We out-rebounded them 31-27, and especially there in the second half, and we committed too many turnovers. And again, at some real inopportune times, we had 15, and they had 10.
And 6 in the third quarter when we were trying to make that run, and we were hanging around there in the fourth quarter, then had those. The only two turnovers we made in the fourth quarter were like at the worst possible time of the game.
Absolutely, when we were really making a move.
Free throws, Moline 21 out of 32. Silver Streaks 13 out of 16. We'll take a break. We'll work in the individual scoring. We'll talk things over with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds as well. When we come back from Wharton Fieldhouse on Pure Rock 92.7 FM, The Laser, and 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL.
It's true. I do some of my best car shopping in the middle of the night. Put on my flannel jammies, grab a cup of cocoa, and start weighing my options. To clarify, I'm talking about GalesburgToyota.com. It's a great 24/7 resource to see everything we have on our lot. So when the sun comes up, you know exactly what you want to come test drive. And our market-based pricing makes our car buying experience as straightforward as possible. The price of each pre-owned vehicle is listed right on the website and right in the window. Haggle free. I'm GM Brian Penniman. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on the Laser.
Coach Mike Reynolds joins us now in the postgame. Silver Streaks fall at Moline 71-54. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And Coach is going to give some space here.
It's tight here in this old arena.
Yep, in our little press row seating down here. And sad to see Zidane Sterling, the player who we were talking about going off there at the end, and he comes out of the locker room on crutches. So that's unfortunate. What was it, 28 seconds left to go
in the
game?
Yeah, and he turned his ankle there in front of our bench.
That's too bad. All right, Coach joins us now. Coach, first of all, our as we were talking here, it's awfully tough to play uphill against a team like this.
Well,
for the whole game. It feels like it just kind of finally caught up with us there in the fourth quarter.
We were choppy.
That was the term we used tonight as well.
Yeah, and beginning of the first quarter, and then we got back together again, and then the end of the first quarter we're choppy. Beginning of the second, we just were choppy. It wasn't our best performance offensively. Defensively, we couldn't get anybody to step up and make Billups feel uncomfortable. You know, I think when we left Tuesday night, the two best players from Wharton felt uncomfortable. Tonight, at no point did I think Billups felt uncomfortable. I think Harding did some. But I don't think at any point were we able to make Billups feel uncomfortable, and he just you know, he just kind of
scored a lot of easy points, yeah.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, I think Joy Range was probably the free throw leader. He's probably going to have to take a picture with Billups tonight because he's probably the free throw leader now.
He still keeps his humor, you know.
Well, and we talk, I mean, he's a matchup problem anyway, too. So it's tough to find the right guy. I mean, you got Mitchell on him. He picks up three fouls, and all of a sudden, then you're really shuffling the deck to try to find the right guy who can try to slow him down, too, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's averaging 25 points a game. There hasn't been anybody slowing him down yet. So maybe Danville a little, not a lot. But, you know, the goal is to not let him get to the free throw line 100 times. And,
He did that in the second half.
Yeah, I mean.
What do you think? We were choppy. We were choppy a lot. What do you think the reason for that was?
Well, I just think they're really good, and you have to overplay some. I thought, you know, Lamphere had the game of his life. You know, he hit some shots, hit some layups, hit that three.
At big times.
His first time three of the year, you know. So to beat them, the role players have to be average or below, and they weren't. They were good tonight, and give them credit. You know, those guys, I don't know how many points he had, but I thought he was pretty good. So, you know, he's averaging three or four, and he had double digits. So
he had nine. That's
close
enough.
So hard to win. Nine on perfect shooting, I think. So.
Right, yes. And Rodgers to a large extent, too, the number 10 for them.
So those guys played really well, and tip our hat. You know, we sagged off them, daring them to play well. They did. But unfortunately, our sagging off them didn't stop Billups from playing well. So that was, you know, so the combination of all three doesn't make it very fun for a defensive-minded coach like myself.
We thought that we had a chance into the third period and into the fourth quarter to get back in the game. What did you feel like we had to do to really get over the top?
Well, the problem is we had to use every ounce of energy to get back. You know,
We just shot a wad.
You know, we had to play Eric too many minutes. We had to play Jalen and Keith. You know, they play a lot of minutes. But then the guards, I mean, Nick Fields, I don't think came out. He had to play. So you get behind and you can't really keep a little bit of freshness. You know, the other night we had the fresh legs coming down the stretch. Morton got tired because we were ahead, and today the roles reversed. And give them credit, you know, they played well. They have a senior dominated team, and you know, they took it to us at the times they needed to take it to us.
And you're very much a guy about moving forward and trying to find a way to, so what becomes kind of, you know, what do you talk about the guys in the locker room here tonight to not be, you know, to still try to find positives out of
it? Well, we got to do it. We got to be everyday guys. I mean, we played hard in the second half and competed. First half, you know, we didn't play hard enough. I mean, I know, you know, I know my wife well enough. That's the first thing she'll say when we get home. You didn't play hard enough. And she's right. You know,
and dug a hole that we
sometimes I roll my eyes at her because she's not right, but she usually is right. I just don't want her to always know. But she's right. You know, we didn't play hard enough. And I told those guys, you know, you can't beat teams that are planning on winning the sectional playing hard for two quarters. We're trying to become one of those teams that has that mindset. Right now, we don't. I'm hoping by March we have that mindset because I think we're good enough. That's not, you know, we proved that Tuesday, but can you prove it, you know, to win a regional and sectional, you got to prove it Tuesday, Friday.
Right.
You can't just prove it on Tuesday and then hope the team is no good on Friday. You know, we played an elite level team. We're going to play a scrappy, tough-minded team tomorrow night, Limestone. You know, unless that somehow gets canceled because of the snow, and then we'll be playing on Monday. So, you know, I'm not disheartened. I just, you know, we got to have a little more leadership, a little more toughness, and we'll be fine. We'll be fine, you know.
Agreed. Still a high ceiling with this team.
Yeah, high ceiling and a low floor. Yep. You know, I mean, floor, we've had some other teams where the floor's, you know, I guess a high floor, not a low floor, a high floor, whatever you call it. But, yeah, we're not going to be – we're never going in the tank. We're going to compete.
Right.
We're going to fight. We're going to play. And we like our guys, but we need our guys to come my way a little more, you know, come my way. We're figuring some things out, but we got to do it every day.
Thanks for coming by, Coach.
Yep. I know it'll never end. He'll keep working it.
Absolutely.
No other choice, Cheese. No other choice.
I know you.
Mike Reynolds stopping by here after the Streaks fall at Moline, 71-54. We'll take our final timeout. Come back, run through the individual scoring, give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Here from Moline, where the Maroons go to 5-0 on the conference season, 16-2 overall, and the Streaks drop to 10-7 and 1-3 in conference play. Final thoughts when we come back here on 92.7 FM, The Laser, and 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL.
The Galesburg Burlington Credit Union in Galesburg is currently seeking a full-time teller clerk. Completed application and resume must be returned to the credit union by February 5th. To see duties, benefits, skills, and experience needed, go to galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Honey, you remember that movie we watched the other night?
Uh-huh.
What was the name of that actor?
Oh, it was 343-1558.
Hey, can you tell me how to get downtown from here? I'm a little lost.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, it's 343-1558.
Excuse me?
When someone saves your bacon on a cold winter day, you don't forget it.
Bob, repeat after me. I take Susie to be my lawfully wedded wife.
I do know the number. 343-1558.
Fixing everything but dents on Grand Avenue. It's Boland's. Call 343-1558.
Galesburg High School Basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on the Laser.
Final thoughts here from Wharton Fieldhouse. We didn't run through the individual scoring for you. Moline had three players in double figures and two who were really close. I mean, gosh, you put five guys in double figures or 1 point short of it, you're going to be awfully tough to beat on any night. Tonight
in high school basketball, in today's high school basketball world, you're exactly right, Brad.
Deontay Billups with 25 to lead the way. Drew Weimers with 14. Jabari Rogers had 10. Trayton Lamphere and Brody Harding each had 9. Zidane Sterling finished with 4. For the Silver Streaks, Nick Fields led the way. A career-high 18 tonight. Then Keith Cunningham with 13 and Jalen McCants with 12. Eric Price had 8 off the bench. Mitchell Sampson, 2. And Riley Milan, 1. Streaks fall 71-54. Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game is tough tonight because we had some guys who did some good things at good times. When it comes to the crunch time of the game,
we just couldn't get over the hump.
In the fourth quarter, that's when we fell farther behind than made a run at them. And we've got a guy. I mean, don't get me wrong, we've got a guy, but it was hard to find one.
Absolutely, and we both discussed this, and we discussed it ad nauseum there during the break, but felt like Jalen McCants, who was able to get some key rebounds, to score some points off of offensive misses, and I thought did a really good job for a period of time containing Billups before he got fouled and went to the line over and over, that allowed us to get some stops to at least have a chance to get back into the game. And without that, we had had no chance at all, and we just couldn't convert at the other end. So, but he did our job. He did his job. So Jalen McCants is the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game tonight here at Wharton Fieldhouse.
6 of his 12 points coming in the fourth quarter, and he led the Streaks in rebounding with 7. But again, a nod because of the defensive effort once he got the switch and was the guy who was – guarding Deontay Billups there the rest of the way. So, again, Streaks play tomorrow back home. That back home, Steve. Can't believe
it. At 11:35 West Fremont, it'll be good to get back there. I don't know if I can find it.
First time the Streaks will be back home in a month. And, again, of course, weather permitting. And you heard Coach Reynolds say, if the game does get postponed because of the snow that's headed our direction, again, you know, the forecast has to come true in order for them to postpone that game. It'll likely be played on Monday night. So, again, stay tuned for that. We'll see what happens. But we're planning to be home, and we're looking forward to it. We'll see you there, buddy.
You betcha. Tomorrow night.
71-54 the final as Moline wins it, and the Maroons won the varsity game as well, 72-66. Thanks for being with us here on 92.7 FM and 93.7 FM and 1400 AM. Tough night for the Galesburg basketball programs. Girls lost to Morton, and the boys with a loss here to Moline. Again, two really tough opponents, and the Streaks couldn't get it done on either end. Our thanks for being with us. For Nick Simpson, our broadcast engineer, for the Hall of Famer Steve Cheeseman to my left, I'm Brad Benowitz. Have a great rest of your night. Be safe in the snow, and we'll be back with you for Streaks basketball against Limestone up next. Good night from Moline.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.